As the Spectrum jet touched down at London International Airport, an intercontinental airliner from Central Africa Airport was touching down on a parallel runway. Among the passengers who alighted was Professor Standahl. He thrust his way unceremoniously through the crowd and showed a pass to an official.
Ah, yes, Professor. Your private plane has been refueled and is waiting on runway 27.
Standahl strode away, cape flapping about his gaunt shoulders like bat wings about to open. A few yards behind him walked a powerfully built man in a dark suit, with a strange pallor on his clean-shaven face. An airport worker who brushed against him glanced up at him, then turned away with a little shudder.
What's wrong, Sam? You look like you had a fright.
It's that bloke that just passed. Horrible look on his face, like a walking corpse.
Like death warmed up, eh? Come along, what you need's a nice strong cuppa.
The man they were talking about moved on in the wake of the scientist. Suddenly, he drew back behind a luggage truck, his ashen face tense.
Captain Scarlet here. Is it just coincidence?
Scarlet came into view, carrying a small case, making for the airport buildings. Suddenly he checked, and the watching man quickly slid away out of sight round the bend of the truck. Scarlet frowned, looking about him suspiciously.
Strange. I had that faint dizzy sensation I sometimes get when there's a Mistron agent around.
He hesitated for a moment or so, but the feeling did not return. He shrugged and walked on.
Yes, I must have been mistaken. But if I wasn't, there would be precious little chance of finding him among these crowds. Not without my Mistron detector anyway.
So Captain Scarlet and his deadly enemy, Captain Black, the former Spectrum agent who led the expedition on Mars and whose body was taken over by the Mistrons, passed within yards of each other. Had Scarlet seen his enemy first, the history of the next few weeks might have been very different. While Scarlet was getting into a hover taxi outside the airport to travel into London, Captain Black was stowing away in the private helijet of Professor Standahl.